Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. So many toddlers are discovering their independence, saying those determined words, "Me do it." And so many parents, like you, are navigating the beautiful challenge of supporting that independence while managing the frustration that sometimes comes with it. If your little one says me do it, but then struggles and gets upset, I want you to know something important. You're not alone in this. In fact, this is one of the most universal experiences of parenting toddlers, and there's so much wisdom we can share about it today. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about what's really happening in your toddler's amazing, growing brain during this me do it phase, and more importantly, how we can support them with love and patience. First, let me share what the research tells us, because understanding the why behind this behavior changes everything. According to child development experts, the age range of 2 to 3 years represents a critical period for autonomy development. Your toddler isn't being difficult when they insist on doing things themselves. They're actually building crucial life skills like independence, persistence, and problem solving. The National Association for the Education of Young Children explains that toddlers this age are learning to balance their desire for independence with their need for support. Think about that for a moment. Your little one wants to do it themselves, and that desire is healthy and beautiful. But their abilities don't always match their aspirations yet, and that creates frustration. Here's what's so wonderful about this. Research shows that when parents respond to these moments with patience and strategic support, rather than just taking over, children develop stronger emotional regulation skills and greater persistence. The Raising Children Network emphasizes that toddlers feel very proud when they're good helpers, and that pride strengthens both their skills and their self-esteem. So when your toddler says me do it, what they're really saying is, I'm ready to grow. I want to be capable. I want to feel proud of myself. And isn't that beautiful? Now, let's talk about the frustration part, because I know that's where it gets challenging. Your toddler starts putting on their shoes, and 30 seconds later they're melting down because the strap won't cooperate. Or they insist on pouring their own milk, and suddenly there's milk everywhere and tears flowing. The magic book taught me something about this that I want to share with you. That frustration, it's not a character flaw. It's not your child being difficult or stubborn. It's their developing brain encountering the gap between what they want to do and what they can do right now. And that gap is where all learning happens. Think about it. If everything was easy, there'd be no growth. The struggle is the learning. Your child's brain is literally building new neural pathways every time they try something challenging, even when they get frustrated, especially when they get frustrated and then try again. Research from the National Center for Biotechnology Information shows that parental autonomy support, which means offering choices, allowing safe struggles, and providing gentle scaffolding when needed, predicts better outcomes in emotional regulation and problem-solving abilities. So your job isn't to prevent the frustration. Your job is to be present during it, to validate it, and to offer just enough help to keep them trying. Let me give you some practical strategies that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, when your toddler says me do it, honor that desire. Say something like, I can see you want to do this yourself. That's wonderful. I'm right here if you need help. This validates their independence while keeping you available. Second, break tasks into smaller steps. If they want to put on their shoes, you might say, you can pull the strap and I'll hold the shoe steady. This gives them the satisfaction of doing it while providing the support they actually need. Third, and this is so important, celebrate the effort, not just the success. When they're struggling, you might say, wow, you're working so hard on this. I can see how much you're trying. This teaches them that persistence itself is valuable, not just getting it right. Fourth, validate the frustration. When they start to melt down, get down to their level and say, this is tricky, isn't it? It's okay to feel frustrated. I'm here with you. This helps them learn that big feelings are normal and manageable. And fifth, know when to offer help. If the frustration is escalating and they're no longer learning, you can gently say, would you like me to help you with this part? Sometimes our bodies need a little help, and that's okay. Remember how young kangaroo needed wallaby's help? Helpers don't take over, they support. Speaking of young kangaroo, let me tell you about a story from the Book of Inara that shows this beautifully. It's called The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop, and it's perfect for this exact situation. In this gentle tale, young kangaroo wants so much to hop like the bigger kangaroos. He tries and tries, but he keeps tumbling and getting frustrated. Sound familiar? But here's what makes this story so special. Wallaby, his wise friend, doesn't hop for him. Wallaby doesn't say, "You're too little, let me do it." Instead, Wallaby stays patient and encouraging, showing young kangaroo that practice and patience, with a little help from a friend, lead to amazing things. The key teaching moment in this story is when young kangaroo feels frustrated, but Wallaby stays calm and supportive. Wallaby models exactly what we want to do as parents during the me do it phase. Helpers don't take over. They support. They encourage. They stay present. After you read this story with your child, you can create a beautiful connection by saying, "Remember how Wallaby helped young kangaroo? I can be your helper too, just like Wallaby." This gives your child a positive framework for accepting assistance. It reframes help not as giving up, but as how we learn. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Accepting help isn't weakness. It's how every single one of us learns new things. Even grown-ups need helpers sometimes. And when children see help as support rather than rescue, they're more willing to accept it. Now, I want to address something that might be on your heart. Sometimes, when our toddlers are struggling and frustrated, we feel frustrated too. We might think, "Why won't they just let me help?" Or, "This would take 2 seconds if they just let me do it." And those feelings are completely valid. But here's what the magic book taught me. This phase, challenging as it is temporary, and it's also precious. Your child is learning that they're capable. They're building confidence. They're discovering that they can do hard things. And yes, it takes longer. Yes, there's more mess. Yes, there are tears sometimes. But the alternative, always doing everything for them, would rob them of these crucial learning moments. The research is clear on this. Toddlers who receive balanced support, where parents stay present and offer help without immediately rescuing, develop both competence and confidence. They learn persistence. They learn emotional regulation. They learn that frustration is temporary and manageable. These are gifts that will serve them for their entire lives. So when you're in that moment, when your toddler is struggling and you're tempted to just take over, take a breath. Remember that this struggle is building their brain. Remember that your patience is teaching them emotional regulation. Remember that your presence is more important than perfection. And remember, wonderful parent, that you're doing beautifully. This phase is hard. Supporting independence while managing frustration requires so much patience and wisdom. But you're here, learning, growing alongside your child. That's what matters most. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories that help, wisdom that supports, and the reminder that you and your child are on this journey together. Every Me Do It moment is an opportunity for connection, for learning, for growth. Find The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop and other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara app. Let these stories be your gentle helpers, just like Wallaby was for young kangaroo. With love and starlight, I'm Inara. Until our next adventure together, wonderful parent, you've got this.